again, folks, and welcome to episode 29 of the Road to Change podcast. This is possibly the last one coming at you from mainland Europe. My name is Matthew McBarish, and I'm on the Road to Change, 10,000 mile walk, to encourage the end of child sexual abuse in as many ways as that is possible. With me on the road, as ever, everyone's favourite Viking, Stiggle Poppingtons.
I am back. Last week, I had to spend some time with Muskrat Betty.
So, he was up in Prague with his better half.
Yeah. So that was lovely. But I'm back now, and
we're on the road again.
Yeah.
We're both sounding exhausted, but we're in.
Yeah.
This is we wouldn't call it a rest day. This is the day when we don't walk.
Yeah, because we kind of have to, because, you know, we walked for 9 days straight, 50 kilometres a day.
Yeah.
So, we have to rest one day.
Well, Spain is really, really big. So, yeah. Walking right now from Lisbon in Portugal to Santander in Spain, at which point we'll walk onto a boat, which will take us out of mainland Europe.
Which departs on the 21st.
Which is 2 days sooner than I thought it was. So, that's cost me 2 days walking. Sometimes if you imagine trying to plan a 10,000 mile walk around Europe from a desk in Glasgow, you might make
a few mistakes.
A few kind of forecasting errors. So I thought the boat was on the 23rd of December.
Okay, well, like you said, it was departing on the 23rd when you were looking at it.
Yeah.
Two years ago.
2 years ago, sitting at a desk in Glasgow, trying to imagine.
So a few months ago, I looked at it and it said, "Oh no, the only boat is on the 21st." And then apparently we lost 2 days straight up there. So
I mean, that's not a problem if you can jump in a car and just go there.
Yeah.
But if you're walking every step, then 2 days sooner is 100 kilometers evaporated into the sky.
I can't remember how much we said we had. I think it was 18 days. Was that 18 days?
We had 18 days from leaving.
And it's supposed to take 18 days to walk.
Yeah. If we didn't have a hold-up or a day off, it would take 18 days. So what I've been doing is walking, basically, with a head torch and all the blinky light. I look like a Christmas tree, basically. I'm covered in lights, and I'm walking in the darkness so I can walk right until nighttime and just keep going.
Yeah. So we currently walk
for nights.
A bit over 12 hours.
12 hours a day, but... Yeah. Today we're not walking because we had so much to catch up on. Yeah. Mandy Bobs is, she's kind of between the Czech Republic and then she's going back to Scotland for a wee Christmas break. But at the moment we're still working on Road to Change, setting up Cardiff and Dublin and Belfast and Edinburgh. Mandy Bobs and I are trying to communicate to set up events. So, I mean, it's all go at the moment, but today we had to, what was that pointless try to find a post?
We had to post a few things,
a bunch of things that
we had to get to the post office, right?
Yeah.
So we went to the only post office here in Salamanca, right? And it took us half an hour ish to get there, so it was like 3 kilometers or something, right? And we get there, and fucking half of Spain is in there, and it's like 4 boots open, so it's like
Yeah. So we waited for half an hour, and then nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It was like, we still had 25 numbers.
We decided we can't spend our day of walking, so Stig's going to have to go back to that post office when I'm walking, because it's not a good use of my time.
No.
So we came back. I've been working on a list of people that we're inviting to the last mile. There are so many people who have helped the Road to Change, and now in 28 countries, and if you imagine meeting people sometimes just once, just even for a couple of minutes, or some people that helped us out that only helped us out by email, that helped us organise stuff, and every single one of them has to get a thank you and, you know, an invite to be there in Edinburgh at the last mile. The chances of everyone being physically able to get there or financially able to get there is unlikely, but the point is we need to show them our gratitude for how they've helped make this project possible and the change that it's created. They've all played a part in that. So I've been sitting for a couple of hours going through the list of countries, trying to remember every single person, going back through podcasts, reading my old blogs from a year and a half ago, going, that person, remember that day we broke down in Poland in the taxi driver, so trying to find the contact details of all these kind people across the entire continent. So that's been my day off. But then another newspaper very kindly have emailed me asking for an interview, which I need to do, which is all about the awareness, so that's wonderful. But I do need to do that and a few other things. What else have we been doing today, Stiggle? buying gas.
Yeah, we had to get gas and we had to get a heater. So you spent a lot of money on winterproofing your own now, so...
Yeah, we're ready for the UK. We're ready for... the weather's not great here, mate. It's extremely cold. I know we're in Spain.
Especially during the nights, yeah.
It's down at, like, you know, 1 or 2 degrees in the middle of the night, which is, you know, not... There's people sleeping rough, homeless. Yeah. So we're inside a van at least, but I mean, it's not as cold as last year when it was down at -10 inside a van one night. So, but
that was not fun.
Yep, we've been doing what we can to make the van winterproof because we've got
still have, I mean, at least a month of sleeping in it anyways that's left. So, you know,
yeah. And it's one, I mean, the people who listen to the podcast are people who have already in so many ways supported Road to Change, so, you know, we're kind of hitting a wall at the moment, as everyone keeps telling me that, you know, that's you nearly finished, and we're so not finished.
Because we're going to the ferry now to get to Portsmouth.
We still have, like, 8 weeks.
It's still almost 1,000 miles to go.
I got a fright today when I went, we had to buy a gas canister, and I went to the Road to Change bank account, we had £2.67, and last week we won the Top Scot Award, and I think people... seem to think that means that the project will now be supported. It hasn't changed anything. In fact, it's changed is people's perception of the size of the project. So, what we are doing and what we've always done has remained the same. But I'm kind of scared now because, you know, what I've been saying since the start, we've approached so many companies, and no company has yet embraced the project. And I think because it's nearly. Like, it's 2 months away from being completely finished. The walking part, certainly, obviously there'll be follow-up work that happens, but we need to get to the UK in the morning.
Yeah, we have a running cost of just walking and driving, and, you know, there's...
It's really simple. I mean, like, look at it. It's, like, diesel for the van.
It's about... I can't really tell a certain number right now, but it's... I drive about 50 kilometres a day.
And well, you drive a lot of kilometres a day. You must drive double that.
Yeah, so it's at least. I have to fill up with petrol, diesel every 5 days, every 4 or 5 days. So it's just the petrol is a running cost of about 10 euros a day, and then we have food.
So how much right between here we are in Salamanca, and I'm going to walk from here via Cardiff, Dublin, Belfast, and then Edinburgh. How much in diesel alone is it going to cost to get home?
I would say a minimum of 400 euros.
400 euros?
Okay. Yeah. That's a minimum. It's not.
And the problem is it's Christmas time, and everyone's money's already stretched. Companies are, you know, there's so many good causes at Christmas time that thankfully get focused on, the homeless particularly. You know, orphanages, care homes, all these people who need your support. But the Road to Change is not finished yet, and I'm a wee bit kind of like, I'm not sure what to do now because I've hit up everyone I can hit up. And the perception is that we've done so well that we'll be
alright. Yeah, people think that we have enough money, but we don't.
We have less than £3 today. And I'm sure we will get donations coming in, people who believe in what we're achieving, because... I still have 4 nations to walk through. I mean, we're still going to do the same awareness raising and political change attempts in Cardiff, in Dublin, in Belfast. These are entire nations with huge populations who are not, you know, all legislation's not sorted in these countries. We're still going to go there and create networks and try and create change and raise awareness. And, you know, the discussions that we have and the people we've met, it's not just the usual awareness of, you know, every fifth child is sexually abused. That's a kind of written in the UK, people start to understand that, but there's so much more complexity to this issue that needs to be discussed, and that's what hopefully we're going to bring if we can get there. And I know we'll get there. It's just a wee bit frightening when we don't have
It's a bit frightening today to see the bank account. I was like,
so we haven't bought the things exactly that we're planning to buy, but we're sure that we're going to keep going.
Yeah,
and so
I think I have enough. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. We have enough diesel to get a few more days.
I mean, I can start pulling in. Like, I'll just phone people and say, look, going to buy a tank of diesel so we can keep going and stuff. But the things are looking good. Like, the Council of Europe contacted their contacts in Cardiff, and stuff's going to be happening there. You know, it's just that time of year when everything starts to shut down for Christmas. People start to... you know, offices shut down, everyone's getting into kind of holiday mode, and but we're still walking and so anyway that's our situation. What else has been going on, Stiggy Pops, and behind the scenes of Road to Change?
What else? I mean, we've been fucking constantly for 9 days straight, so I mean...
But what did you do? You were, when I was in Lisbon, Amanda and I were doing the Road to Change.
I flew to meet Laura, Muskrat Betty, referring to, not Ashley and Janie. And other than that, I've had this weird bug in my system for...
You've not been so well.
3 weeks, yeah, no. So that's finally better now. So, other than that, I can't remember.
Yeah.
What else has been going on?
Well, the thing is, there's not a lot to report because it is Spain and Portugal are huge, and it's been the same every day. I've actually, like, the roads haven't been too bad. We had such a series of nightmares on the road between Madrid and Lisbon that we learned that in Spain, you don't ever go off.
No,
a main road, like never attempt to walk across the countryside.
So we
because
we,
it just ends up.
Yeah, we're adding kilometers every day just to get on the safe road.
Santander's kind of like a rainbow. It's like the closer I get to it, the further away it goes because every time, you know, it's like if you go down a road, you have to turn back or there's, you know, in the
white. There was one time. I think it was on the border from Portugal to Spain. Portugal to Spain, and then we had to go around it because it wanted you to go through a forest without any roads, and then it added 30 kilometres, so when we were done, it was like we had all about 20 kilometres, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, because we use Google Maps, and I think I should contact Google and tell them what we learned about their system from doing this project, because...
Well, not many people are going to walk through Spain, though.
They just say, do you know that road isn't actually... Yeah. Can't actually walk down that. It's not even a road. It's just a trail that leads to, you know, a shooting ground, a hunting ground that no person should safely walk down.
And that grass, I dug myself into maybe one day.
It's been so crazy and mental and fun. Like, I'm still having a lot of fun. Like, I still...
Absolutely, yeah.
This week I've been... listening to the complete works of J.K. Rowling, thanks to audio.
The other top Scott,
J.K. I wonder if J.K. Rowling is any relation of Pete the J.K. I've been walking listening to Stephen Fry read Harry Potter books to me, which has been good because there's been so much work, there's been so much wonderful stuff coming out of Road to Change that, you know, the emails and stuff have been constant, so...
Yeah, you haven't really been able to. I mean, you've been. Luckily, we have these phones now with like a bigger screen.
Yeah.
But your charger to Mac broke.
Yeah.
As well.
So.
And that's also something we need to pay for. So.
Yeah.
You know,
the Mac computer is just anything that travels in a van gets broken. But the cable.
I don't know what. I think it has to do something with the car battery that we were hooked up to with the inverter and stuff.
I think it melts the fuse. Maybe the fuse can change. It's the fourth time that the plug for the laptop breaks. And if that breaks, I can't turn it on. If I can't turn it on, half the emails that I need to do. Like, I've got 3 emails I need to do tonight. 4, actually. Before.
Yeah, and see, honestly, you could buy a charger on eBay for a MacBook Pro for nothing, like 10 euros or something, £10. But when you're out on the road... In the middle of Spain, you can't receive one. So, the best and the closest thing you can get a charger is like going back to an Apple store, and that's 80 euros or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not an option, but. Ah, well.
It's okay. I mean, these are just.
Yeah.
The Road to Change is going well, and this is just a hiccup.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited that the media back in UK seems to be picking up.
Yeah, they seem to have been picking up a lot recently after the Gay Star News article.
Gay Star News article, that was really interesting.
I think it was over 3,500 shares on their website.
I think that's the most any article about Road to Change has ever been punted around the internet.
Plus, it was also on their Facebook page, and you had it and you got shares, you know, so it was great.
So Gay Star News approached me for an interview.
Yeah.
Which I think some people were quite upset by the fact that the headline was "Gay Man Walks Around Europe for Child Protection," or whatever it was, and because a lot of people were saying, "Why is it important that he's gay? It shouldn't be mentioned, certainly not in the headline, but the reason it is important is because at the moment Russia are creating and distributing propaganda materials actively trying to say that gay people are a danger to children. So that's why this publication which comes out of London, who are very, very vocal about any sort of obviously gay issue. It's called Gay Star News. So they approached me and they did an article on Road to Change, which I was really pleased with the article.
The headline caught the attention. It was good if you were reading it and you saw it. I would definitely go to it.
But it's interesting that of all British media, that was the first British media coverage of Road to Change that actually got picked up and kind of went viral, which was pretty cool. So that happened, and then since then I've been invited to speak at university in Manchester, which I don't know if I think I'll be able to do that when I'm walking from Cardiff up to Liverpool when I take the boat over to Dublin. So that's going to happen in January. I've also then immediately got approached by the East Kilbride News, which is my hometown, and it was really lovely to be in the East Kilbride News, especially because I grew up in that town. And it would have been great if they'd noticed before, you know, at any point in the last 18 months that the project's been going on, because I have got a lot of family in East Kilbride who've been following it since the beginning. But it is an awareness project, and the awareness kind of follows wherever the Road to Change is. So obviously it made sense to me that we would be on television in Slovenia when we're in Slovenia, and I imagine we'll be in television in Scotland when we get to Scotland. Yeah. But it's great to be in the UK news, and because it's for me, that's the town where all the abuse happened.
Mm.
And so to be on the front of the newspaper in that town talking about the abuse, but not as a kind of scandalous cover story. It was an actual... Well, I was on the cover, but I was talking about this is what we did with that, you know, which is quite a lovely thing to, in the journey of my life, certainly, just to see myself in the front of East Kilbride News and talking about the abuse. But obviously the article is really all about how we took that and did something positive with it. So,
yeah, that was good. But what else, Diggy Pop? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Oh yeah, I used to remember. I'm writing my application for the paramedic course school thingy.
Scottish Ambulance Service.
Yeah, Scottish Ambulance Service. And I'm almost done. I have a few boxes left. And then some tinkering, but then it should be done. So that's the deadline on that is the 20th of December, the same day that we are done walking in Europe as well. So that's pretty cool.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. So, and then I would start. That starts on the 1st of May, I think it is. So
you can do a bit of traveling.
Yeah.
So that starts on the 1st of May. We're going to go back to Lithuania in July. You have to work that out.
Yeah. That'll be fine, you know. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and honestly, it feels like I could at least get an interview from it.
I think you're the perfect candidate for a paramedic.
I think so. I really want it. I've always wanted it.
Well, you drive like a paramedic.
Yeah. Anyway, what else has been going on?
Well, sorry.
It's roasting in here.
It's roasting in here. Which is lovely to see.
What else have we been doing, Stiggy Pot?
What have we been doing?
Well, I've been trying to set up... I don't know if Road to Change followers have noticed, but when we were in Lithuania, we visited a child residential care home. And these kids, there's about 30 of them.
Yeah.
And they're the loveliest kids. They're in this residential care home, and they all live together. And
it's a good care home as well.
And it's a lovely care home run by Ruta. And Ruta came to Geneva when Road to Change was there.
She stayed at Dr. King's house for a vacation. She hadn't had a vacation in 10 years. So
we've been staying in touch with the kids, and they came up with a name for the cat.
Kisa. That was something else, but I can't remember what it was.
It was Kiskisa.
Kiskisa, yeah.
And I shortened it to Kisa because I'm not going to say Kiskisa every time the cat's coming from. But just
she's so big now. We saw a picture as well.
We saw a picture of the cat. Wow. Dr. King, my friend, is fostering the cat.
She's kind of taking, you know, it's not our cat anymore.
Yeah, she's kind of, kind of adopted the cat.
Yeah, she has a good home.
Yeah. that was the main thing about saving the cat. I mean, it was about, everything. So she was living in the Vaughan with us for 2 months, and then we reached Geneva, and to get her out of the Vaughan for a week, she kind of stayed in Dr. King's house, and then after that she said, well, we're going to walk to Madrid now. She said, do you want me to hang on to the cat and look after her until you get back to the UK? But the further away we get, she seems to making noises about it, just keeping her. Well, the cat, well, she has a little dog as well, so the cat's got...
Yeah, they're good friends.
But anyway, the cat, she's looking healthy and she looks great. We'll put a
picture. She has a nice wee tail as well. Wow.
Yeah, she's lovely. Such a lovely cat, Lisa. So that's one of the happiest things that happened. Of the many happy things that came out of this project. But, what else was I going to say? Yeah, so the kids, Stig and I are going to go back next year, which has nothing to do with Road to Change, but kind of Road to Change brought this about. We're going to go back and visit the kids, and we're going to take part in a kind of...
What should we call it?
It'd be like summer camp, but a week long. And what we're going to do is, because Stig's other incredible talent is he's a skilled carpenter.
Yeah.
Which is not a skill you've had to use much on the Road to Change.
No, well, I did use it in Dr. King's house. I built a shed for her.
She said the door's fallen off and you have to go back and fix it.
Absolutely.
So, well, anyway,
I blame the storm. I heard it was a storm in France. Oh, I blame that. Yeah.
Well, we're going to...
It's fine. It's been 4 months.
So. Next summer, we're going to go and visit the kids. We're going to bring a whole load of wood and we're going to build a treehouse, and it's going to be awesome.
Yep. So that will be fun.
But beyond that, I think... When we met these kids, we didn't really speak, obviously, Lithuanian, and they didn't really speak English.
Yeah, only the two elder boys did.
Yeah, some of the older kids do. Once they get to high school, they do teach them English. And but we want to work with them, and Ruta was saying, it's to help them identify what they want to do next. Because I'd never grew up in care, and I don't know what that
entails.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see what their situation is financially and stuff like that. There's not a lot of help for when you come out of care, what do you do next? Because you can only stay there till you're 18. So what do you do next? And I think what I've learned on Road to Change is what you do with your life and what you're able to do with your life depends entirely on what you believe you can do with your
Absolutely,
life.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you're starting from. If you believe that you can go and do these things, you can end up... shaking hands with the Pope or the highest politician in Europe will take a walk with you as you share your views with them. That can happen as long as you believe that can happen. And for people with certain situations I don't know how I ended up to the point where I thought those things could happen, but, they did. So I want to go back and work with the kids and just help them
in any way possible, at least.
Help them identify a dream and say, whatever it is you want to do, it doesn't matter how big it is, because when I grew up, we had no money. Jeez, one year the heating broke at Christmas, and I had no awareness of this, but the heating broke, so all the money that my mum and dad had to, obviously it was East Kilbride in winter, they had to get the heating fixed. So when Santa came, it was just the strangest presents. Nothing that I'd asked for, but apparently my mum and dad had to take donations from nuns or something, because I'm the youngest of seven. We had a huge family. I didn't know this until I was much older, but it was because we literally had no money. And then I look at my family now, and my brothers and sisters are all married, they've all got houses, and we all, there used to be nine of us in a 3-bedroom house, with we need heating. So it doesn't matter where you're starting, you can do anything you want with your life. And if someone's sexually abused you, I think it's even harder for you to understand that you are a worthwhile, you're worthwhile, you have purpose, you have all these things, because that what happened to them, wasn't their fault, and it hasn't changed. If a bad thing happens to you, it doesn't mean you're bad. It's like, it took me till, I'm still in therapy working on that one, but, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
literally, that's the hardest thing to kind of come to terms with and really, really get it, that wasn't your fault. And even if it happened in your teens or your late teens and you still think you were in some way responsible or kind of consenting to it, you were never consenting. An adult is always responsible, it's always their manipulation, and they can even make you feel like it was your decision. Do you know what I mean? It's so insidious. So that's what I want to help work with these kids and help them really, really fully understand their awesomeness, really.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that next year.
That would be great, yeah. I'm looking forward to that too.
I need to learn Lithuanian.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sticky Popo, what's what have we got any luck of the week for?
Do we?
It's been a general new look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big new look. I'm not even sure if you want to talk about it. But other than that, I'm not sure. Nothing.
What? Well, getting dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a new look. Mm. New look me.
Other than that, I'm not sure. There's nothing really new lucky that's going on.
It's just, at the moment, the project is what I expected it to be, which is walking 12 hours a day in the freezing dark and the rain and worrying about...
That's also something I had to spend quite a lot of money on, like lamps and, you know, all the kinds of lights for me to walk in the dark.
Yeah.
So that was also...
Well, it's the kind of thing you can't... I mean, like, we've had to buy a lot of batteries to keep the lights... Yeah. You know, I've got a light on my head and... I need that to stay on so I can see where I'm stepping, because if I go over my ankle and can't walk,
exactly.
Sounds daft, but you know, if I get injured, the project stops. Yep. It just literally stops wherever I am. So I'm walking in pitch black. It's quite cool though, it's quite spooky. I was walking the other night, it was about 10 p.m, and listening to Harry Potter in pitch black, and I could hear an owl, like a real owl, hooting in real life, and I could, you know, there was moonlight and the moon was like big and yellow and kind of spooky, and then I had to turn off Harry Potter because he was at a death day party and he kept hearing this creepy voice, and I had to stop listening to it because I was like, I'm actually in the pitch black here with a real owl, I can't see anything, and you know what I mean, I was like, freaking myself out here. You alright there, Sticko?
Well, we had no nail luck, right? And I apparently I've dropped something on my phone and I have a big fucking crack in it. Like,
what?
My touchscreen is dead.
You just broke your phone?
Yeah.
When? No.
I don't know. I just picked it up. Oh, I must have dropped this shit on it.
Oh, I've got a live Neil Luck on the podcast. Stigo just broke his phone.
Honestly, my touchscreen is not working.
Your phone that got sent out at great expense to Madrid.
Oh, you
just broke
God.
It. Oh, Neil Luck, Stigo, that's a disaster.
That is.
Oh, what a nightmare. Neil Luck.
Right.
Well, folks, you were here for the actual live Neil Luck, Stiglo's new phone, which was sent out.
I can't even. The touchscreen is dead. I can't do shit.
He just broke it.
Alright,
he's
lovely.
Actually smashed the screen.
See, I had my iPhone for 8 months, as I.
Yeah.
I'd never. It's not even scratched on it. And then this apparently is supposed to have, like, Gorilla Glass or something, and then, you know, it's not supposed to. And I was, like, sitting here, and then apparently it's broken.
Things break around you, Stiglo.
Yeah, no, really I would say early today I was the fixer of things, but apparently I'm back to the breaker of things.
The breaker of things. Well, that is
terrible.
So if anyone would now like to donate a phone again for Stiglo, he's just broke it again.
I can't believe
you just did that. I can't believe you did that on the podcast. We're going to have to put a picture of that up on Facebook and show people you've just knackered your phone. Anyway, sorry folks. As ever, we're so grateful that you're with us on this crazy, crazy journey. And it feels like we're near the end, but we're not. We have a long way to go. We've got more countries to raise as much awareness, because a kid is being sexually abused every 30 seconds, and that's not... I mean, we're creating some change, but it's not changed enough for us to get complacent. There's so much work to do. And hopefully, you know, you guys are all with us on the road to change, because it's not just about creating political change, it's about creating social change, it's about creating an atmosphere in your family where anyone can say anything that they're worrying about. That has to change, because in the past, you know, kids were saying up to 10 times that they'd been abused before someone took them seriously. That's got to change. People were living for decades with, you know, worrying about something that happened to them that they'd never been able to speak to someone about. That's got to change. So we've all got to change to get rid of this thing. So
yeah, I know.
You're going to have to go and change your weird, destructive behaviour of phones.
I'm sorry, Alex. It was a great phone. I really liked it.
It was really great until moments ago.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago.
Nail it. Well, folks, I'm going to wrap this up because we
have to go now. So please donate if you can. We understand it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, just have one less pint at the Christmas party and donate £2 to Road to Change to help us fill everyone with diesel so we can just keep going.
Yeah.
Because we're so nearly there. I don't want it to suddenly stop. And the Road to Change, if you if you're a survivor yourself and you need some help, if you're in Scotland, you can contact the Moira Anderson Foundation. Go to moiraanderson.org. If you want to help us keep walking, we still have, like, what is it, 8 weeks to go, 7 weeks to go?
Seven weeks.
You can go to Road.
But a lot of, you know, we have ferries to pay for, and we have, you know.
Well, the wee man on his bike paid for the ferry, so that's booked, that's paid for.
Oh, yeah, that's
good.
True, yeah.
We're definitely coming home, we just need to get to something there. Go to roadtochange.eu. If you're a survivor anywhere else in the UK, or in fact anywhere else in the world, and you don't know who to speak to, you can contact us through roadtochange.eu. And no matter where you are, we'll help you find someone to talk to, because help does exist, and this is not your burden to carry. Thank you so much for being there, Stig. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm just depressed, and I'm disappointed in myself right now.
I didn't even see what you did.
I think I must have dropped this on it. You know, this, well.
Nail luck,
I guess.
Nail luck, Stiggy. Well, at least you've still got Muskrat, you know.
Well, she's an American now, so.
Nail luck.
Nail luck.
Nail luck. Thanks, folks.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Cheers.